This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
The speakers. Transmission. Masts and towers.
The speakers have been checking out the masts and towers which help transmit radio and TV programmes, and Subbo has a lot of questions.
So this transmitter is brilliant and all, but I'm a little bit worried.
Scared of heights, right? I love it up here. You can see for miles. Wahey!
Nah, not that. I mean, what about people who aren't near the transmitter? How are they going to hear your cool song, Woof?
This isn't the only transmitter, you silly speaker. There are over 2,000 transmitters across the country, from the Highlands of Scotland to the Cornish coast, in the middle of busy towns to the peaceful countryside. Some are on towers. They're tall, thin buildings which stand alone. And sometimes they're on masts, metal structures that sometimes have guy ropes and cables supporting them.
I've seen them on the top of tall buildings in the city too.
That's right. Often it'll be the tallest building there is. Anything to help the radio waves to travel as far as they can without hitting other buildings, hills or trees. You should keep your eyes open when you're travelling around. You'll start spotting them in all sorts of places.
And, guys, there's a whole bunch of other masts too, you know.
What? Like the ones on a pirate ship?
Ahoy, matey! Well, there aren't any pirate ships these days, so not those.
I'm talking about mobile phone masts. There's over 52,000 of them, helping me to post pictures to all my friends. Oh, how about a nice selfie with the transmitter in the background? It's so big. I wonder how they build them.
Carefully, very carefully.
Must be an epic job.
Towers and masts are built and fixed by people called riggers. Sometimes they assemble the mast on the ground and winch it up. Other times, especially with towers which don't have cables supporting them, they have to be built piece by piece, like a giant Lego structure.
You'd need a lot of bricks for that. So, if the taller the better, where would we find the tallest transmitter in the country?
That's easy. Let's check out one in Yorkshire called Emly Moor.
Whoa! Massive!
It's over 300 metres tall and is one of the tallest radio towers in the world.
It's called a tower because it hasn't got any wires supporting it, right?
That's right. Although this is actually the third tower built on this site. The first one was replaced and the second one unfortunately fell down because of a build-up of ice.
I wouldn't want to be the one to have to keep it clean.
It's certainly a full-time job. Engineers have to be specially trained to fix and repair masts and towers. A lot of maintenance goes on all year round to keep them working safely.
Sounds kind of dangerous.
It can be, but there's lots of rules about how they are built and looked after, which keep us all safe.
Including that sign saying, no trespassing.
Yep, transmitters might look exciting, but they're not for playing near. Come on, let's get out of here. And hey, here's something I can play.
Uh-oh.
My next cool track.
The Speakers Transmission with support from Arkiva. Find out more at funkidslive.com/speakers.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.